Karan Aujla just dropped a brand new album called P-Pop Culture on Friday. It was filled with so many bangers. Icky was on the productions, and I think it was a really strong album.
Yeah, shouts to Icky. He's produced the whole project. And I really like the format. So the way they've done it is two discs, kind of giving you that kind of giving you that reminiscent vibe of CDs, disc one, disc two. Both discs giving you slightly different vibes as well. And there's no features. What's your thoughts on that?
I personally don't think he needs any features. He's come out with bangers on his own. And I think this album has two different vibes on it with disc one and disc two. What did you think about him having no features on this album?
I definitely agree with you that he can hold up a whole project without features. I personally like him featuring on tracks. He did a collaborative project with Divine not too long ago. Most notably for me personally, one of my favorite features that he's done was the track Gangster with YG. Really showed that he could collaborate with, you know, non-Asian artists, US rappers. Nevertheless, you know, this project, like you said, it has two discs, two different vibes. And what I noticed on the first disc is that it feels very acoustic. It feels like a live band element, which I wouldn't be surprised when it comes to Icky. As we've seen as well, Karan Aujla has cancelled his European tour. Besides Breaking Borders in Malta, of course, where you can catch both of us as well. That's going to be an epic, epic weekend. But it's kind of sad to see him cancel a European tour. But I also think he's cancelled it because of the live element to his music. And he wants to probably really showcase this project on his live shows.
Definitely. I think Breaking Borders will be a vibe, and I'm really looking forward to that. What's your favourite track off the album?
It might not be popular with everybody, but I really like Daytona. It's a completely different vibe to it. I really like that. What about yourself?
I would definitely say the Gubru track is my favourite one from the album. I think obviously it was released before the album got released, and you know, there was that whole thing with the song, but I think it's a banger. Like, I really think it's the hit from the album.
What do you think of him calling the project P-pop culture?
I feel like what he's trying to do with that is almost introduce the whole like Punjabi pop, and I think he is the right person to do it. It'll be interesting to see, is this album or are songs from it gonna cross into mainstream because of the style? I think it's a cool way for him to introduce the whole pop into his music.
For it to really work, in my opinion, other artists have to keep up. So the sound, the sonics, the language, the bangers have to be hitting the same way that Karan Aujla is hitting right now. And I do think that that needs a bit of work when it comes to other artists leveling up. But there are some real exciting talent in our scene right now.